So what's this question you want to ask?
Okay, so first of all, I know this is gonna be very controversial. You know it, you love it and hate it. Politics.
That's still easy and fun. You're talking
Yeah,
about create, you're talking about establishing the politics in your story.
oh no, just general, because if you're gonna have to write, here's also another thing I'm curious about, because sometimes if you have to write a story based on based on a real life event, but in a fictional way, like, or you have a real life event that took place, but you're writing a fictional event similar to, that has, like, for example, you already know the whole COVID-19 pandemic and the political polarization going on around the world. And if one establishes a story that's based on that, oh, yeah, you know how it
I
would
mean, there's
go.
already stories that were out before COVID were out that was similar to COVID, and there's gonna be movies and stuff that come out like that afterwards. I mean, it is what it is. I
That's
feel
right.
like
We're
illnesses are always gonna be a genre that's touched on.
It's
It's
not really
just.
the part, it's more of the political divisiveness kind of deal that I was getting at, kind of
No, okay.
like
It wasn't
this
necessarily the
event.
sickness part. It was you
Because
just want to know about creating a story element and plot that centralizes around something that happened in real life. Got it. Understood.
yeah,
And
that's another as well too, because if you, by the time you touch into politics, even in a fictional way of writing, like with based on what's going on in real life or what happened, it's like, oof, we're touching the muddy waters.
not
Like,
really.
because I'm,
Why? Why is it touching muddy waters?
yeah, because if, for example, if you basically post a story, I mean, sure, anyone should not care about what people say, kind of deal, but I mean, at this point in time, politics affects everyone, and it's inevitable, and
You keep saying
you're gonna
politics.
have,
Elaborate.
it's like, for example, like gay rights or universal health care, living at this time of the crisis right now,
Well, you
kind of
do have the
deal.
Second Amendment on your side, so there's that. But my thing is, and you're right. Me personally, I stay away from anything involving gender issues and gay rights or anything like that, because it's never. I'm a straight male. It's not going to end well for me to involve myself in that conversation, so I stay away from it. And
First Amendment, right? Because Second Amendment is the guns thing,
yeah,
right?
you know what
Yeah.
I meant. Oh my
Yeah.
God. I am, yeah, I'm tired. Yeah. Second
No
Amendment to
worries.
protect you too.
It's like, I mean, the issues will affect everyone at the end of the day, and if someone writes a story based off, the struggles and what we need to do to, better the world or something like that.
You know
Oof,
what?
we...
I personally say, fuck it and write it. If you were writing a story that touches on those subjects and those subjects directly affect you and you want the world to change and you're using this story to do that, I say do it. That's no different than a young black man or a young Arab girl or Arab man or Asian kid that want to create a story in, or even a white kid. Who cares that wants to create a story about an issue and how their heroic characters or normal characters overcome those issues and they express it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like that would be like somebody saying, hey man, you can't make a story about a black kid that's going through being called racial slurs. How dare you? I'll be like, who the fuck are you to tell me I can't make a story like that? Like, I can't make a story about my own real life reflections. How? Why? Because it makes you look bad or makes other people look bad in kind of ways. Then if it made you look bad, then maybe you were bad and maybe you shouldn't have done what you did.
That's, I mean,
Get
yeah,
your
you got
point
a point.
across, but don't do it in a way that deters from your point. Like, don't make a anime about gay rights and just equality and whatnot, but in your story, all you're doing is having gay characters just fucking each other and shit like that, and just being you know, just pandering to the furry community and stuff like that. Then it's going to be like, okay, well, this guy's just typically making some weird ass anime shit. But if you make a story that actually has a good story first and has good characters first, then worry about them being anthropomorphic dragons and stuff like that. Then you will get the people. But if you make a because you're working backwards if you want to convey what you want to convey. Because you and I have spoken for a while now. You talked about Flint, this dragon that's been in my face for like an hour or so. And the thing is, you have created him, and now you're trying to create a whole story around him. And that does work, but it doesn't work if you want to. I mean, I can't say it doesn't work because everybody creates differently. But it'd be harder for you. Maybe you should establish the fact that maybe the two families aren't necessarily fighting because one side is all scientific and smart, and the other. Maybe it should be their viewpoints on, you know, how their species interbreeds. Maybe they have, maybe one side believes that, hey, we stick to the old royal ways of doing traditional egg laying, egg ritual rites or whatever, or mating. And then you got the other side that say, hey, we believe in, hey, we do what the fuck we want. And it's just causing issues, which is something that you can use as a direct reflection and draw material where from the real world and use events. You can use like the event of like the Pulse shooting, that tragic event that happened, and use a reflection of that in your story as a tragic war event that happens. You know, maybe in your story, he wants to be arrested or whatever, so he goes to a wrestling match and somebody goes there and to, you know, pretty much harm everybody there. And he ends up hurting some people, and maybe Flint stops him. Maybe somebody else stops him. Who knows? For a while, I want you to stop thinking about Flint, because Flint's like the only character that you told me about.
Yeah, I feel like they. I know. It's.
No.
I could use a lot of for sure. Anyways. Well, yeah, I guess thank you for your advice. I still definitely have a lot of bloody work to do.
It's all good. Just try to remember what I said. Try not to speak like you really are guaranteed tomorrow, because you don't know. And I'm not saying it in a very dark and ominous way, but it's very pompous and arrogant for you to assume that you will have full usage of your hands every day. Like, how are you going to create your story if tomorrow your hands were to get slammed in something and you have to get them amputated? You know, what would you do? You would really feel like, wow, I really should have been writing and drawing and creating all those years. You know? You know, I was thinking about my best friend, and I was like, man, we're in our 30s. You know, and he's asking me how I keep making the progress I'm making. And it's funny, I'm in my early 30s, and I've already begun to notice that my hands pop more when I write with them and do more with them. And I don't know how much more time I have to write and illustrate the way I want to before it becomes too painful. Before it's not even any more fun, because it begins to actually hurt. So I want to create now, while I can go ahead and get it out there and let and see my works of art before I get too old. You know?
You only live once, I suppose.
You really only do. And you only have so many years. And a lot of us don't make it very far, you know? And that's the very harsh truth. So,
that is very true. Oh my God.
But this is where we got to go ahead and wrap this up. We're almost at, you know, the 10-minute mark here. Once again, guys, it's your boy Yehoshua. Thank you for being a part of this wonderful podcast. This is the Billionaire Writers Club with Final X Legends. We are here making things happen, out here sharing good knowledge, out here being kind and courteous to one another, out here just accepting and understanding one another, and just spending good time and building good memories with one another. So please bring in this new year strong. We are but days away from 2021. Be safe. Take care. And may many blessings to you and your family. This is Yehoshua. I'm out. Peace.